Knock, knock. Fate is calling. Get out of there, sleepyhead. The big day has arrived. It's make or break time. What will you choose? Ready to kill? Are ready to die? Complete partnership or total betrayal? Decisions, decisions. Have you made yours? Or do I make it for you? Really? Well, well. I am pleasantly surprised. Assuming you actually follow through with it. Assuming you aren't just buying time. Which, I mean, I wouldn't blame you. It's what I would do in this situation. No, actually. I'd have already killed whoever took me hostage. Or killed myself, if I couldn't manage. I'm nobody's plaything. So, tell me, partner. Who's behind door number one, Assuming you have someone in mind, and it isn't just a random thrill kill. Those are fun, though. And really thrilling, I'd say. It's kind of a misnomer. I find them more relaxing. Yeah. Nothing like slitting a stranger's throat to really perk up a shitty day. It's the small things, you know? I can just turn a day around. You do. Interesting. Let me guess. It's the bully that picked on you in high school, right? Oh, or maybe an ex. Wouldn't stop leaving their dirty laundry under the bed like some kind of fucking animal. They have it coming, really. No. Well, I'm all ears. Come to think of it, I do remember hearing something about that case. He was arrested, though, wasn't he? Out on bail. He don't say. Injustice system at work once again. Old white guy molests a bunch of prepubescent kids, well... It's his first defense. Let's go easy on him. And then, what do we taxpayers do? We shell out the money to house this sick fuck in some fancy-ass jail. Bullets real cheap, in comparison. Not that you'll be shooting him. Like I told you, that's far too boring. And I don't do boring. So you picked him because... What? You want to do your civic duty? What about the right to a fair trial, huh? Who made you judge, jury, and executioner? Oh, wait. I did. Now, normally, I'd say no. I know. I said you could pick, but... I get what you're doing here. And we aren't the Dexter duo, you get that, right? There is no dark passenger. I'm fully at the wheel. And I don't do backseat drivers. But, I fucking hate kitty diddlers. Kind of a cute name for a disgusting sack of pig intestines, don't you think? Makes me want to puke. I mean, I'll kill a kid, Yeah, if I need to. A witness is a witness. There's no sport in it. What that sick fuck is doing, it's worse. He's killing him on the inside. And he doesn't even have the guts to finish the job. So, this one, this gets my seal of approval. Lucky you. Let's go see the arsenal, shall we? Biometric locks, you know? Safety first. It's look, not touch. You don't have any gloves on, and everything here is strictly no fingerprints. Capiche? What do you think? I know, it's not as good as it could be. I have a lot of things still on my bucket list, but girls gotta eat. And sharp things don't buy themselves. Well, not all sharp. There's also blunt, poisonous, acidic. Really a whole plethora of things to choose from. My own little shop of horrors. Sans a human-eating plant. That'll come in handy, though. Except for all the singing. Oof. Now, if you're not worried about noise, there's always a chainsaw. That's a lot of fun. But a lot of mess. You're gonna need some tarps for that. Plastic sheeting. It's kind of an ordeal. But fun, like I said. Real statement murder. Grabs your attention. Oh, we have some hammers here. Mallets. But like I said, nothing too easy. Take that big boy over there. One good whack on the side of the skull's enough to do the trick. I should know. But again, too easy. On the other hand, if you want to bring a nice rubber mallet and do some damage before you end things, well, and there's 206 bones in the human body. We could always count how many you break before he does. And then there's the stabby stabs, you know? Knives, machetes, daggers, swords, blah, blah. And pokey things. And then we have our picks, too. And screwdrivers. And our caustic things. Bleach, Drano, and poison, cyanide, arsenic, and a few less traditional options. So, buddy, see anything that strikes your fancy? Gives you a little tingle down below? So many options, so little time. I mean, really, fucking pick already. You're going old school, are you? Back to basics. Now, you're gonna have to be very careful with these. Start with medical gloves and top those with leather. Tape, plastic, that shit'll pick up forensic evidence faster than you can say CSI. What else? I told you, nothing boring. As gratifying as it will be to watch you give him the old Epstein treatment, it's bland. So let's add a little spice. I insist. Okay, I think I see where you're going with this. Adding a little torture to the mix, are we? I wholeheartedly approve. You should probably put the bag on first, though. Because let me tell you, once that bleach hits the veins, he is going to fight. Buck and kick and scratch as it burns from the inside. Huh. And kind of a poetic justice, if you think about it. Except you will finish what you start. Circle of life or something. I like it. Yeah. It fits. Good choice, partner. Should make for a fun evening. Because we can't do it now. Fuck no. The sun is shining. Birds are chirping. People are existing. Which makes for a difficult getaway. Not to mention, this fucker's been on the news lately, so... we approach it carefully. You know? Incognito mode. Just gotta do a little digging first. And not the grave kind, you know? Can't kill someone you can't catch. Does that make me Chris Hansen? You know, To Catch a Predator. It was a show. You know, take a seat over there. With the online... whatever. You know what I'm talking about. First we research. Then we recon. You know me, partner. Patience is a virtue. And the key to not getting caught. I don't normally choose a victim who's been in the spotlight as of late, so... hey, it's something new. It's an adventure. No, but as sick as this fucker is, as much as he deserves a slow, torturous death, you have to be ready to walk away. Hey! Listen up, because this shit's important. Never need a kill more than you need your freedom. Never need it so badly that you put yourself at risk. I've been moments away from ending someone's life only to stop at the last minute because something went wrong. Someone was too close. There were too many potential witnesses, cameras. I'm just saying, you want this guy? We'll do our best to get him. But if it doesn't work out, I'm not jeopardizing myself so you can play white knight to a bunch of damaged kids. And frankly, I don't want to hear you fucking whining. I swear to God, if that happens, I will slit your throat myself. I mean, I'm single for a reason. That said, it's time for some Googling. Not you. I can't trust you not to reach out for help. No, you just get to watch. You little voyeur. Ooh, but first, funny cat videos. I love me some funny cats. Stupid furry assholes. So come on. Day's just getting started. If we're lucky, our search will pan out and Mr. Hansy will be dead by sundown. And you'll have earned my trust. Just a little. Enough not to kill you, at least. Not yet. Not unless you earn that, too. And most of them do. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. All I know is, there's nothing better than watching a cat trying to fight its own reflection. Well, I'm bored. Let's go plan a murder, shall we?